And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is information overload not causing action. And as I always do, I have a CNN on in the background. You know, I can mute it and read what they're putting across the bottom. And there's a tornado ripping through New York as we speak, and this has caused them to postpone the tennis open championships. And this is kind of funny to me. Of course, you don't get many tornadoes in New York, but apparently, you know, they're playing with a heart machine again. And they also said that it's headed for Washington, D.C. So let's wish that tornado well. Maybe it can get rid of a few psychopaths on its way. Okay, I'm going through some things in the news that I want to cover. And once again, if any of you want to chime in, feel free to call in. I love to talk to the listeners. One very disturbing article that I was sent, posted on telegraph.co.uk, is entitled, One in 100 Children Are Psychopaths, Experts Believe. And this is a very amazing article published on August 31st, 2012, where they're talking about children that lie, cheat, manipulate, and commit acts of remorseless cruelty. And appealing to their sense of fair play and conscience is a waste of time because they lack empathy. Now, why do they lack empathy? I can assure you it's largely because they've been brain damaged from vaccines. And I've brought this book up so many times, but I'll mention it again. Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Dr. Harris Coulter, C-O-U-L-T-E-R. If you don't have that book, you need to get that book. It explains why we have so many bullies in the schools and children killing animals and going on to bigger and more deadly crimes. But a lot of these children are obviously bloodline psychopaths. That's one reason they want to create psychopaths that are not in the serpent seed line or whatever you want to call it, Sons of Cain, Synagogue of Satan. You know, the ones that have no conscience by genetics, they want to create more psychopaths amongst the others to hide themselves to some degree, and vaccines is a very important way that they're doing it. But it's just amazing how they get the ideas to do these things in the first place. And when you know what I know, after all my years of research, basically they do these research studies to see how things are going. You know, to see how they're achieving their end game of making more psychopaths. And this Professor E.C. Whiting from University College of London decided to carry out twin studies. And the twin studies actually suggested the psychopathic traits in children are largely genetic. This does not mean these children are born antisocial or are destined to become antisocial, but in the same way that some of us are more susceptible to heart disease, these children are people who are more vulnerable to environmental influences that trigger the antisocial outcome. So obviously, the parents must have been psychopaths as well. And she doesn't go into that too much. But let's see. The kinds of features that parents report are cruelty to animals, cruelty to younger siblings, and lying and not having any remorse or concern about getting caught. So, no cure for these children suggested. You know, that must be pretty amazing to realize at a very young age that you have a child that's a psychopath. And talk about cruelty to animals. There was a little mini documentary on CNN this morning talking about how the shelters are killing the animals. 14,000 animals a day are being killed in shelters in the United States. I mean, that blows my mind. So talk about cruelty to animals. Who signs up for a job where their job is going to be to go into a shelter and gas animals, because, you know, these are the real gas chambers. They're using them to kill the animals. And in fact, there was a book written, A Boy Named Blue, and this is about a dog who they put into a gas chamber, and by some miracle, the dog survived. And so now this dog is a star, and a woman adopted Blue, and she wrote a book about him, and she's trying to raise awareness of what's going on. Where they put these animals into these gas chambers, they suck all the air out, they put them in a, you know, hypo-oxidative state and start pumping gas in. The animals pretty much go crazy, you know, try to scratch and get out of there. And of course, the other dogs around them outside the gas chamber are listening to all this. It's obviously so intentionally traumatizing to the other dogs that are outside and producing a massive, massive adrenal foam, you know, cloud above the shelter. But what's really sickening is that, you know, that the people that work there, they just get used to it. You know, that's their job. Oh, how many dogs did you kill today? It makes me sick. I mean, I don't even kill an insect unless it's one of those stinging or biting types. You know, if it's something that's not, you know, if it's a cricket, I get crickets in my mudroom all the time. I catch the cricket and I let them outside. Same with Daddy Longlegs. You know, if they're good insects, I save them and I put them outside. You know, the idea of somebody getting a dog, I can't even talk. Getting a job killing dogs, I can't even comprehend that. But that's what's going on. And so, you know, you talk about children that have a propensity to have cruelty to animals. Well, now we got a great place for them to work. You know, and it's just sickening to me that these are the kinds of things that are going on. And I just had to bring that up because I love that so much. And of course, you know, the problem is, as I always talk to people about adopting a dog, unfortunately, if you adopt a dog from a shelter, it's probably going to be, you know, a very short time before they come down with life-threatening diseases, because these dogs are the most vaccinated. They're fed garbage. And, you know, so to adopt a dog from a shelter, I mean, there's things you can do to detox them, but it's always better, you know, not to get them vaccinated in the first place. But, of course, the other thing that I know is that these shelters then sell the dog carcasses to dog food companies. That's what they're doing with the dogs. So I know that you won't like to hear things like this, and I don't like to know things like this, but this is what's going on, and that's why the psychopaths have to go. Okay, I have another really amazing journal in front of me, and I don't know how I got on this journal's list. It's called Pharma Voice, the Forum for the Industry Executive. And the September 2012 issue, their lead article is Behavioral Marketing. And, you know, it's just amazing to read these kinds of things where they talk about how, you know, any company in the pharma business, you know, if they really want to do as best as they possibly can, they have to have a behaviorist on staff. And they have to basically use what's essentially mind control in order to get the doctors and physician's assistants and various clinics and such, you know, to basically get their product and give it to the patients. It doesn't matter how dangerous it is. Just basically, you know, find a way to get into their brain and get them to go along with the program. All right, I'm not going to waste any more time on that, but it's very interesting. They keep sending me evidence against themselves, so as my never-ending pile of evidence continues to grow, you know, eventually one day I'll get it all organized and start my encyclopedia. Okay, the next thing I want to cover is HIV testing. But before I get into that, we have a caller. Let's bring the caller on. Caller from 812, are you there, caller?
Hello, Dr. Carly. This is Bill.
Oh, Bill, hold on, please. We're just going to a break. I'll bring you right back on after the break. Thanks for calling.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is information overload is not causing action. We have Bill on the line. Thank you for calling, Bill. What would you like to share with the listeners?
Hello, Dr. Carly. I think that's an outstanding title for today's show, in my opinion, Information Overload Causing Inaction. That is another causing inaction. In my mind, that is another example of their divide and conquer.
Right.
And the solution for me with the information overload causing inaction is this. One, discount or ignore the mainstream media, for they are the agents of the world destroyers. What the mainstream media does is it dazes and confuses people. It muddies the water with truth and lies. They divide and conquer. And the ultimate thing in this line of theirs is it causes us to be separated and destroyed. So ignore mainstream media. I focus on what is in front of me. That is what I can have action towards. And thirdly, I act and am loyal to the truth, which is good. So that's how I approach my solution to their causing us inertia, inaction through information overload. Most information they give us is nothing but lies, nothing but what they want us to be controlled by in their little Hegelian dialectic. So why would I, knowing this, why would I allow myself to have their propaganda pumped into my mind?
Yes, and that's one of the services that I provide to humanity, is to allow that to be pumped into my mind, because I'm constantly evaluating it and reporting to the people what's going on, because I know lots of people don't watch television. And I've said many times, I have a 15-year-old analog TV that's across the house from the cable box, so I don't have to deal with frequencies coming from it. But I just like to let people know what's going on, because it's amazing. It's truly amazing, and this will help people that are in the know to help understand why so many of their family members are clueless. You know, they're just totally bamboozled with lies.
And, you know, I told you this personally between us more than one time. Thank you very much for your screening of this stuff, because it is important to know what they are up to. I see what's on TV as just a real life, a series of carnivals and the carnival barkers under their tents, throwing their balls in the air, having the little porpoise or the little seal on the little tub over there barking and doing stuff just to keep people focused on that, while the man behind the curtain is destroying the world of everyone here.
Exactly. It's just like you said, like in The Wizard of Oz, little Toto is pulling back the curtain.
I was going to say, leave it to our good friends, our pets, to point us to the truth.
Right. Exactly. I have a cartoon of that. I don't even remember where I got it years ago, where, you know, it shows Dorothy pointing to all these different television screens. And, you know, I always thought, like, that's me. And there's little Toto pulling back the curtain to see where the wizard is, you know, basically controlling what goes on television. As a matter of fact, it's hilarious. And you're even seeing it on Washington Journal now in the morning. For any of you that watched the movie Matrix, the agents always had those little squiggly, curly-cue wires that went into their ears. Well, now the people on Washington Journal have those things going into their ears. So, you know, you ask yourself, who's talking to them? Who's telling them what to say as they're flapping their lips? I mean, it's all scripted. And yes. This showed up in the convention too. I couldn't stand to watch too much of it. I would watch a little bit. But no matter who's speaking, you see the, what are those things called? The teleprompters. They all have teleprompters. You know that nothing they're saying was written by them anyways. It was all written by some speechwriter or whatever. So they're just up there reading a script. It's a joke. But yet the people in the audience are waving their little banners and going into a frenzy. It's amazing.
It certainly is. And the phenomenon that you're talking about is, you know, every once in a while I will watch the news, you know, a couple times a year. And my wife will watch it a little bit more than me. And the thing that I find is that, yes, they all do read the teleprompter, but they got it synchronized such that you can go to almost any network channel and you have different news readers reading the same news. And they even have it synchronized to the point where you can't escape one channel from the other because they have all the commercials synchronized as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets very obvious. Once you're able to understand the big picture and see how they operate, yes. But, you know, as we've said many times, unfortunately, all of us have family members that just, they can't even bring themselves to face the conspiracy realities, and so they just keep buying into it and even donating to these monsters. I mean, who's going to donate to campaigns for Romney or Obama? It doesn't matter which of the psychopaths wins in the first place. They're both puppets anyways. But this is the kind of thing people are doing with their hard-earned money.
Well, it's either support the communist domestic program or the neocon war agenda. Take your pick.
Right. Or just get out of the system and say you're not going to take it anymore.
That's what we're supposed to do, I think.
I agree. Yeah, and actually, it's amazing. There was just an article in the paper today, charlotteobserver.com, page 2E. Study, megachurch vibe alters brain chemistry like a drug. And I just cracked up as I read this because, of course, we know that these megachurches are not only getting people to go along with the government. In fact, many of these churches are having vaccine clinics and things of that nature. But they're basically getting the people to get all ramped up, much like a, you know, political convention. The one thing they don't talk about in this article is that these megachurches, they actually emit sound of silence frequencies that get the people hooked. I mean, it is actually like a cult. Their brains actually will release endorphins and things of that nature. And that's how they're getting these people to go to these churches where, you know, they're encouraged to support the war and, like I said, you know, get vaccines in the church vaccine clinic and all the rest of it. You know, Israel are the chosen people. I mean, it's just sickening what's going on.
If it was simply just the American government who is controlling this, that would be one thing. But we know that our government is occupied. It is occupied by the Zionists, and the Zionists are all agents, ultimately, of Rothschild. Rothschild owns this world, lock, stock, and barrel, and everything that we get pumped into our minds ultimately finds its source at his desk. The buck stops with him. He is the head Jew in charge of this world, and everyone dances to his tune.
But he's got a few helpers, like the Rockefellers are in his club as well. But I totally agree with you. As a matter of fact, that excellent documentary called The Eternal Jew that I've mentioned many times, I encourage all the listeners to watch that on Google Video or YouTube. It was made in the 1940s to show why the Jews have been moving around. It turns out they were kicked out of pretty much every country they went into because they were lying, cheating, stealing, and murdering people and getting away with it. That's their creed. That's what they do. They're like scorpions.
Yes, they are. I was listening to RBN, it might have been yesterday or the day before at lunchtime, a guy named Paul Drachman's on there. And he was reporting, he was talking with Peter something from UK, and Peter something from UK, he's like on a show every day, I believe, and Peter was reporting that the British, the City of London Rothschilds have sold their interest in what they own over in that area of the world, and they're migrating, guess where, to China.
Good luck, China. That's all I can say. Good luck to China. Well, I guess there's a lot more slave work units there for them to enslave and take over, and a much bigger country for them to you know, basically destroy.
And China is the one country that is doing it the pretty much lock, stock, and barrel the way that these satanic psychopaths want it done. That is the template that they want to impose on the rest of the world that they do not absolutely destroy beforehand.
Well, can you give us an example of what you mean? I mean, I know they're trying to force the parents to only have one child, kill the girls, and stuff like that.
Yes, and then also have all the masses be simply brainless, rightless, freedomless work units like the egg-laying hens in one of the Tyson chicken farms who never see the light of day, never get to flap their wings, simply work in the labor camps, get no benefit for their efforts, and for them, their salvation or their vacation is to jump out of a third-story building to their desk to avoid their fate. That's what they want to do to all of us.
Yeah,
that's
as a matter of fact,
that's the model.
I saw a documentary on that on Free Speech TV, and many of these, I don't even think they have a middle class in China. They have the elites, and then they have the slave work units. But many of these people, the factories that they work in actually have dormitories on site, so they don't even get to leave the building. They go to their dormitory to sleep, and then they go to work, and that's all they do. They don't even get to go out the street.
They're like the chickens in the Tyson's industrial hen house.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
So,
and that's what they want to make here too. We know that's where they want to take it here in America, and you know, of course, in America there's a lot of guns, and that's a big concern for them. But, you know, it has to be a mass awakening. All the people have to say, we're not going to take this.
And that's what everyone has to do. That's part of the information overload. All I can do, all I would ever recommend anyone would do, is just pay attention what's going on in front of you. And if it doesn't resonate within your gut as a good thing, then you have to oppose it.
Right.
If everyone does that, then they will be like the demon, the Satanist, the Satan himself, who presented to Christ, and Christ said, no, I do not want anything to do with you. I do not want any of your kingdoms. I serve God. Get away from me, devil. Flee. And that's what the devil did, flee. If we all stand up to the enemy of good life here on this planet, the enemy will flee, for they are cowards.
Well, exactly, and that's why they always get other people to do their dirty work. And I had sent you a YouTube, one of the most disturbing things I've seen in a long time. Caller, please mute your phone. We have another caller on the line. You got to mute your phone. Getting a lot of feedback. Thank you. A YouTube of about a 76-year-old grandma whose grandson apparently had grown a couple marijuana plants on the property. And the monstrous cops broke down her door, tackled the 76-year-old woman that had two strokes and a knee replacement, shot her dog, but not a kill shot, shot her dog so that the dog went yelping and screaming and bleeding all over the house. And this is the kind of stuff that's going on. Now, when we know that we have things going like this on in our neighborhood, why aren't the people doing something? I mean, and the men in that community should have lynched those cops. How dare they?
That is absolutely unbelievable. That is vile. That is psychopathic. That is crazy. And for them to think that they can live among a community of law-abiding citizens and have their families there among them, that is a slap in the face of civilization. Those monsters have no place in a well-behaved, decent community, which is what all the world should be, a well-behaved, decent community where those monsters are nowhere allowed to be among us. That is reprehensible. That is disgusting. That is from hell itself, and I'm appalled by that.
Yes, and not to mention the fact that the people in that community are paying for these quote-unquote services, and of course,
yes.
as always, the journalist in that article, which I don't have it in front of me, but I'm sure you can find it. Go to YouTube. Cops go against some.
Cops gone wild.
Okay, but as always, the people over those cops, they always say they acted appropriately. Well, my answer to that is, if that's appropriate, then you got to go, because
yes.
How dare you?
And you know what? Who defines what is appropriate is the local citizens in the community. They decide. They're the ones. Back before the Civil War, the citizens in their own neighborhoods were their own police officers. That wasn't imposed upon us until after the Civil War. That was a means of government intervention, government manipulation, government control. So the good citizens know how to enforce good behavior in their communities. And for some, probably Illuminati-appointed police hack to render a decision on, that's more of the that's just like the courtrooms, Dr. Carley, and having these shield judges in charge there saying what they will allow as evidence and what they won't, what they will decide and what they won't decide. That's just more of a stack deck, and I reject that.
Well, as a matter of fact, it's the psychopaths that have actually created the police and the military to protect them.
Yes.
Because, as you
yes.
said, they're cowards. And so they
yes.
need the police and the military to do their bidding so that they can just sit back and not get dirty.
Well, I know there's got to be good policemen throughout the country, and I submit to them, who do you want to ally with? You want to ally with those who are destroying the world, or you want to ally yourself with those who are trying to stand up for good, who are trying to raise their children to be good, who are trying to make a better world? Are you with the destroyers, or are you with the ones who love life?
Exactly, and at some point, everybody's going to have to make that decision, because, as I've said, one thing I think we all have to do is to demand that each group, the courts, the educational system, CPS, the military, whatever, they have to cleanse themselves of the psychopaths within their group. And then once we get the whole group of psychopaths, we can quarantine them or whatever.
That is right. Yeah, put them on Tasmania where they should have been in the first place, and let the monitor lizards run them down.
Okay. All right, anything else, Bill?
No, Dr. Carley, that covers it for me, I think.
All right, well, thank you so much for your contribution. And, you know, it's
thank
people
you.
Like Bill that keep me going. I speak to him and his wife on a regular basis. And, you know, there's a lot of good people that are very committed to having, you know, good overcome evil. And that's why I know that eventually it will. But it's going to take a few more of us to do that. And we have another caller on the line, so thank you, Bill. I just want to mention something that came to me this morning as far as how the psychopaths have created their master template for destruction. First, they corrupt everything. You know, for example, good becomes evil and vice versa. Doctors kill instead of heal, etc. Second, they demonize what used to be good. And, for example, natural healing becomes quackery. And then third, they make it illegal. What used to be good is actually now called illegal, such as Obamacare, you know, basically forcing people to get insurance and use Big Pharma. So it's corrupted, demonized the true good, and then make the true good actually illegal. And that's the stage at which we're at now. And that's why we have to, you know, do what we're doing. Okay, we have a caller from 704. Are you there, caller?
Yes, I am, Dr. Corley.
Caller, go ahead.
Yes. Well, it's good to hear people like yourself saying that you see signs of people waking up. But I'll tell you what, I don't, and I really keep my eyes open. And I think, I could be wrong, but just from my perspective, my observations, I see people being more asleep than they ever have been before. I'm always interested to hear people say that they see people. Now, one of the people I always hear saying that is Alex Jones. He always says, there's this big awakening going on. I'm like, oh, come on, Alex. Give me a break.
Well, he's a fear monger. He's a fear monger. He gives no solutions. I don't know if he says that. I don't listen to him, haven't for years. But what I will say is I do see it, and I'm on so many shows. I have 3 shows of my own every week, and I'm on many other shows. And I get over 1,000 emails a day and lots of calls from people. But most of the people are looking for a way to wake up their sleeping friends or family or loved ones. And this is a big frustration for them. But yes, in fact, definitely more people are waking up. How could they not? It's getting so obvious what's going on. Unfortunately, one of the biggest problems that I see is that many of these people work for the psychopaths. They have agreed to sell their soul for cash. They are cops that are beating up 76-year-old grandmothers and killing their dogs. They are CPS workers stealing children of good families. The list is endless. And those people are a very big problem because apparently they don't realize that, they're going to be, once they're used up, they'll be taken out as well. Evil is evil even to its own.
Well, I agree. There are some people, there are always throughout time, throughout history, there are some people awakening up. My personal awakening was about 7 years ago, but I think for a lot of people, the more obvious it becomes of what is going on and what's happening, how evil it is, the deeper they're going to dig in and defend it out of fear, because they believe that if they grovel to the situation, then somehow they will be protected. But I did want to make at least one more comment about China. China keeps
okay,
coming
before
up.
You
I
go, okay, before you do, I want to ask you 2 questions. First of all, what was it that woke you up? Because you see, as people are looking for ways to wake up their loved ones, it's helpful to know what wakes people up. But the other thing I just wanted to say is the ones who think that they can sell their soul for cash and they're going to be left alone, they're going to get a very rude awakening in short time. So I don't even worry about those people. The way I look at it is that we have the people of conscience that are awake and we have the psychopaths. The sellouts, the cowards, the brain dead, they're all going to be killed off. It's going to happen and then we're just going to have the 2 groups left. But if you could tell the listeners, what was it that woke you up 7 years ago? Because a lot of people are looking for that one thing that's going to jolt their loved ones out of their slumber. You would think chemtrails would be it, but I've encountered a lot of people when you say, what are those lines in the sky? They don't even want to look up, so you got a problem.
Well, I'm not sure if I can do justice to what exactly woke me up. I'll try briefly. For one thing, I got the internet. I'm one of those people that has always just instinctively shunned the new shiny thingy that everyone else is running for. And I was always, just instinctively, I'm not fearful. I mean, I use the technology at work, for work, but I never got a computer, at home, and the internet and everything. I don't know, something just told me it was a trap. But anyway, I finally broke down.
I'm sorry. If you could hold on, there's the break. We're going to break. Please hold on through the break. It's a short break, and I'll bring you back on the other side. And I can totally understand what you're talking about.
Did you know that the water you're drinking...
And we're back with Blood Sailing America, the last segment. Our answer today, information overload causing inaction. And we have our caller on the line talking about what woke him up, and then he has some comments about China, so take it away, caller.
Yes. I was always wary. I kind of shunned technology and whatnot. I, you know, I wasn't scared of it, but I just thought there was a trap in the way that it was marketed. I thought there was a much bigger picture going on. I think I knew it instinctively. But anyway, I finally broke down and got a laptop computer and the internet for work, working out of my home, doing investigative work. And anyway, a whole new world opened up to me. When I had questions about things, before I had to look in through newspapers and on the TV, you know, for answers. And I never could find satisfactory answers that really explained the situation. So I started looking and asking the questions myself and going to the internet, and a whole new world opened up to me. And
hello?
Please hold on. Mute your phone. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead.
So anyway, I got the internet, and that, you know, allowed me to be able to ask my own questions. But one of the things that really woke me up was they kept telling me that I was in a lot of danger. Every time I turned on the TV or saw a newspaper, some expert was telling me, and I didn't know who the experts were at the time. I do know predominantly who they are now. They're the Jewish agents, Zionist agents, and all that. But I always had people telling me that there was Al-Qaeda under every rock, behind every tree. They said I should be very afraid. But at the same time, I could tell that even the, you know, Republicans, the Republican Party, the George Bushes and whatnot, were saying they were only paying lip service to national security as far as the border went. And I kept hearing these reports, credible reports, that thousands of people were coming across the border. We didn't have any idea who they were. So I knew it was a lie. That's what first started me on my search. And I just found a bunch of, really incredible information that I had been lied to my entire life about just about everything. And I could go on, you know, forever about my experience waking up. It was very.
But let me just say that's a very important one that you're talking about, because anybody with half a brain cell should realize the border's been wide open for years. I mean, they're letting in all these undocumented illegals. That's why they're here. So yes, how can we be worried about Al Qaeda? You know, how do we not know that there's, if Al-Qaeda existed, which is actually CIA, but, you know, what's to prevent them? They should be saying to themselves, let's go to Mexico. The border's wide open, you know? So that's very obvious. Yeah, that's a good one. I'm glad you brought that up.
Right. That really had me scratching my head for a while. And then when I got the internet, I started asking, when I would think of a question, I would actually go in and look into it for myself rather than looking around to see what someone else would tell me. But as far as China goes, now I believe it was one of the Rockefellers that stated in recent years, sometime in the past decade, that China was the model for the New World Order. And they are moving a lot of their headquarter type operations to China. I know that sounds crazy to a lot of people, but that is my understanding. And I was listening to some guy recently in the past 3 or 4 months, and he said that either he or someone that he knew had been to China on business. And get this, this is incredible. He said there were a certain group of people that were very dominant there. They were everywhere running the show. They were advisors to the military, advisors to big business, exportation of big business and labor and everything, and they were Jews. This guy was saying that this was a credible report of a gentleman. He was stating that there are Jews everywhere, and he's like, what is going on? So the Jews are over there running things in China.
Wow. Well, there's a validation for the previous caller, Okay.
Yes. So I just call
and this is what they do. Yeah, I appreciate that. And this is what they do, and this is why they have to be exposed as the psychopathic predator parasites that they are, because they're destroying everything. Okay, thank you so much, caller, for calling in. We're running out of time, but caller from 928, please go ahead. Are you there, caller?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Carly.
Hi.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. We're on the time. Let's see. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if you've read the whole thing from Zion Crime Factory. I picked out this piece the other day going through that essay, and way back in 1492, a chief rabbi of Spain wrote to the Grand Sanhedrin, who was in Constantinople for advice when a Spanish law threatened expulsion. And what they wrote back to him, and it was a list of about 10 things, and I've highlighted just two of them. He wrote back this advice to the guy. As for what to say about the command to despoil you of your property, he said, make your sons merchants that they may despoil little by little the Christians of theirs. And number three was, as for what to say about making attempts on your lives, make your sons doctors and apothecaries that they may take away Christians' lives.
Wow.
So they were doing it with the doctors back in 1492.
Well, I can tell you that was not mentioned in the history of medicine when I took the when I went to medical school, nor was any of the rest of it. But it makes perfect sense. What better way to hide in plain sight as a murderer than to pretend to be a healer? You know, and that's why I do what I do, because I witness research fraud, euthanasia, and experimentation on poor people, and that was before I knew anything about vaccines. And that's why my goal is to cause the death of medicine. But yes, that's a very important thing that you're bringing up. No, I haven't been through his whole website. I'm hoping to have him back on again at some point. I know he's very busy. But one thing I did find out from my research is apparently Christopher Columbus was a Jew as well. So that basically just goes to show, you know, come here, you know, steal the whole of North America. You know, this is how they operate.
Sent him over here ahead of time to get it all set up. Number one, as for what you say to the King of Spain, three advises you to become Christians. Do it, since you cannot do otherwise. Excuse me. So he's even telling them to pretend he's a Christian.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's how you infiltrate.
Well,
right, that's why they... You know, you know, these psychopaths, when they go into third world countries, it's so disgusting to me. And I even have a document from the UN where they're actually talking about getting the villagers to talk their own people into getting vaccines. You know, they try to get the people to sell out their own. And unfortunately, many times they do. Yes.
Oh, it's the kind of thing that makes you say, just throw away every religion, just throw it away. It's the bane of humanity. Jeez.
Well, that's why
I let you go. Thank you for.
Okay, thank you for calling. And I just want to say that's why basically what I tell people is, you know, we have to get rid of the psychopaths. We can argue about religion later, but right now we know who the enemy is. We know what they're doing. They are destroying the earth, our lives, our families, everything. And so we can argue about religion after they're gone. You know, that's when the religion argument can happen, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. The world needs to wake up.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thanks
Thank
for
you
everything.
For calling. Yeah, I'm doing everything I can to make that happen. And I love hearing from new callers, and I know we're getting lots of new listeners. And let me just mention, tomorrow on my show on These Changing Times, my guest will be... Andrew Peacher from the UK. We're having a very important conference in the UK next week that I'll be participating by through Skype, involving vaccines, child abduction by social services, the global pedophile ring, things of that nature. So we're going to talk about that conference tomorrow on my show on These Changing Times, and then the actual conference will be next week. And then, as I said on my show tomorrow night on RBN, I'm going to be going into more detail on the various people that Deanna Spingola had on her Vaccine Awareness Week, because there's a lot of good information, and there's a lot of information that is not good. And it's time for us to find out who's who in the zoo and stop supporting the ones who are basically selling us out and having us look over there, because they are just as much the enemy as the ones who are doing the bad deeds. Because if we can't wake up, we're obviously not going to be able to change anything. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Did you see the new report on the Gardasil? I haven't read it yet. I got it in my email. It's about the DNA they're finding DNA right in the vaccine.
Actually, Christina England wrote a follow-up to that, and then I shared with her this article from Scientific America on DNA vaccines. It's not just a matter that there's fragments of HPV in the Gardasil vaccine. All vaccines are DNA vaccines. They are all injecting us with foreign DNA. They are altering our very genetic structure, and this has the potential to wipe off the human race. Yeah, very important.
The only thing my sister listened to me about was the Gardasil. They were about ready to stick my niece, beautiful 20 or 17-year-old, when she went into college, and my sister said no, and on after I, you know, really pounded her about it. But then she went to Belize for spring break, and they gave her 7 vaccines. And I just said, what? Oh, geez, you know.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. Yeah, we're out of time. When she develops her vaccine-induced disease, have her call me and I'll...
Why News Talk exists because the corporate news media has failed us miserably.
Our media has been controlled for decades.
In 1917, J.P. Morgan bought up or infiltrated the...